As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia fans, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Gibbons, and I am joined today by my best friend, Meredith. And boy, Meredith, do I have a fun show planned for you.
I love trivia so much.
I know. I am really curious how well you and all of these at-home players are going to fare today.
Okay, what are we playing? What's the topic?
All right, my trivia darling. Gather your wand. We're headed back to Hogwarts, and it's sorting hat time. We're doing some Harry Potter trivia. All right, let's just get to the rules really quick. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. And you know what? Hey, guys, if you get it right at home, go ahead and give yourself 1 point. 1 point for every right answer you get, darlings. I bet you're going to do amazing. At the end, you tally up your score. You see who the victorious person is. I bet it's you. So good job.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see who wins, me or the people in the car today. I'm going to chant. We're going to see who can win this game of trivia.
All right. Harry Potter trivia. It's on. Here we go. Question number one, round one. When is Harry Potter's birthday? I'm coming out of the gate a little bit hard with this one. Meredith, do you know?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. I really don't know. Is he a Capricorn? You tell me.
It's coming up quick. It is July 31st. It is July 31st. Almost.
Wow. Is that like a national Harry Potter day that everybody knows but me?
It
probably
is. It is. There are a few, and that is one of them. Battle of Hogwarts being the other one. Okay, question number two. What are the four Hogwarts houses? Got a guess, Meredith?
Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, and
kind of the main one.
It is?
It's a big one. It's where Harry and his friends are.
I thought they were Hufflepuff.
Oh, Lord, no. No.
I'm going to lose this trivia against the car. What are they?
It is Gryffindor.
It is Hufflepuff, Gryffindor. Ravenclaw.
Yeah, it is okay. Kind of a big one. It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Okay, question number three. What are the names of Ron's parents?
Mr. and Mrs. Weasley.
I will give you partial credit for that one. They are, in fact, Mr. and Mrs. Weasley, otherwise known as Mr. Arthur Weasley and Ms. Molly Weasley, who happens to be one of the coolest people in the whole entire series. She does not mess around, that Molly Weasley. She will take you out if you threaten her kids, and I just love that about her. Okay, question number four. Speaking of Weasleys, what is Ron Weasley afraid of? Hint, it's an insect.
We are afraid of the same things. We are both afraid of spiders.
Oh, that is correct. And who isn't? I try to be cool about them because I know they eat all the annoying insects that we're supposed to like not want around, but also they look like nightmares. So it's just really hard to balance that. Question number five. What is Harry's position in the wizarding sport Quidditch? Meredith. Got an
answer? Sweeper.
He's not a sweeper. You're close. He's a seeker.
Seeker.
He is trying to catch that Stitch.
Oh, okay. Everyone in the car feels like they're playing Harry Potter with their mother right now. Because you are.
Question number 6. What is Harry's wand made of?
A stick.
I feel like you're subverting the rules just enough to get a little bit of some points in there. It is a stick, but it happens to be full of holly and a phoenix feather.
Oh.
That's what makes it magical.
Question number seven.
What name was Voldemort born with? Believe it or not, his mama didn't name him Voldemort.
It's,
you know this one?
I do know this one, and it is Tom Riddle.
That is just such a great stage name also. He could have done so much with his life besides being an evil dark wizard. He just had options is what I'm saying. He could have been a newscaster with that name. Okay, question number 8. Which animal is on the emblem for Hufflepuff House?
I know it.
Okay.
It's a badger.
It is a badger.
Yay.
It is a badger. Question number 9. What is the name of Harry Potter's pet owl?
I know it.
What you got?
Hedwig.
Hedwig the owl, that is right. It is adorable. If I had a pet owl, I would definitely name it Hedwig. Question number 10, final question of this round. What form does Neville Longbottom's Bogart take?
I don't know.
So it's Professor Snape. That is his scariest, like, nightmarish, like, thing to ever happen to him is Snape. And that's what your boogert is. It comes out kind of like whatever you're super afraid of. I would welcome Snape coming out of the closet in my house, personally. I think he's the coolest teacher and I have a little bit of a crush on him. So he is definitely not my boogert, but all right.
Oh, man, my boogert would be all these kids in the car laughing at me because I know so little about Harry Potter.
Well, you have about 2 minutes to study up. We're going to take a break and we'll come back for round 2.
All right. I can't wait.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a storytime podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Storytime with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
From the terrifying power of tornadoes to sizzling summer temperatures, AccuWeather Daily brings you the top trending weather-related story of the day, every day of the week. You can learn a lot in just a few minutes. Stories that will impact you, such as how a particular hurricane may affect your area, or will that impending snow event bring more than just a winter wonderland? Occasionally, there are weather-related stories from the lighter side, like how a recent storm trapped tourists inside Agatha Christie's house, a setup perfect for a plot of one of her novels. And if there's a spectacular meteor shower or eclipse coming your way, we'll let you know if the sky in your area will be clear to check out the celestial display. You see, AccuWeather Daily is more than just weather. It's AccuWeather. Listen and subscribe to AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts. That's AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
Now is the time for some trivia just for the kids. Do you know where Florp is? Do you know how to make pencils come to life? If you answered no to these questions, then you need Go Kid Go, the audio imagination company for kids. Go Kid Go podcasts are made by an Emmy Award-winning team and come with bonus content like free downloadable coloring sheets. Visit GoKidGo.com for more information or find Go Kid Go shows wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we are back for round number two of this Harry Potter trivia fun. Are you ready, Meredith, to see if I can stump you with any of these questions?
Yes.
Question number one, round two. What are the names of Harry's parents?
Their names are Jane and Peter.
Ooh, so not close. It's Lily and James.
Okay. I knew they were common names. I couldn't quite place them.
Yes. Question number two. What animal can Harry speak to? It's a little bit creepy.
He can speak to snakes.
He can speak.
It has a name, a special...
Being a parcel tongue.
That's right.
I go to the zoo and I always like go right up to the glass in the reptile house and try to speak to the snakes, and they want nothing to do with me at all. Okay, question number three. What animal can Remus Lupin turn into?
A werewolf.
It is a werewolf.
Yes.
Good job.
I totally guessed it.
You did. He is such an adorable guy, except, you know, when he's like a vicious monster. But the rest of the time, he's just adorable. Can't get enough of him. Okay, question number four. Which of James' friends escaped the Azkaban prison, who also turns out to be Harry's godfather?
I feel like his name is Tom Riddle Sr.
It is not. It's not. No, that's not right at all. All right. I hope you guys are doing better at home. As we all know, it is Sirius Black. Sirius Black is Harry's godfather. Okay. Five. Where did Ron and Harry crash the flying car on their way to Hogwarts?
Okay, I know it. It's the Whomping Willow.
It is the Whomping Willow. That thing, oh my gosh, can it throw a punch? You do not want to park your car there, is all I'm saying.
A big time whomper.
Question number six. Who pretended to be Mad-Eye Moody in the Goblet of Fire?
Okay, I may not know Harry's godfather's name, but I do know that this is Barty Crouch Jr.
It is Barty Crouch Jr. He is so creepy. Oh, he is just the worst.
A real crouchety guy.
Yeah. Question number seven. Where is the secret meeting place of Dumbledore's army?
Isn't it in a bathroom and there's a girl that cries in there all the time?
Moaning Myrtle. Yeah. It does live in the bathroom, but they don't meet there, thankfully.
No.
A little crowded. It's actually in the Room of Requirement. That is where Dumbledore's army meets. Question number eight. What do you recite to close the Marauder's map?
Abracadabra.
Almost. It is mischief managed. Nothing causes a map quicker in hiding it from all of the professors and teachers than mischief managed. Okay, question number 9. What is Harry's Patronus?
It's a stag.
It is a stag. Yeah. That is his Patronus. Comes out and totally gets away all of those scary Dementors. Okay, final question. Final question, everybody. Which magical device did Albus Dumbledore use to save and review his memories?
I do not know, Governor. Oh, that was my Harry Potter voice.
It is spot on. Spot on. And it is a pensive. Yep, they just pull the memories right out of their heads and put them right into this giant bowl of water to relive all the past ones. All right, that's it. You did it. You survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I can't wait to hear how all of you did, especially since you went up against Meredith today. And she's clearly a Harry Potter-ish fan.
So if you scored higher than 7, you have beat me at this round of Harry Potter trivia.
Y'all need to head to our Facebook page and let us know. We love when you share your scores and your photos, and we may even start featuring them on our Facebook and Instagram at Family Road Trip Trivia Pod. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. If you like what you heard today, make sure to leave us an awesome review on iTunes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.